You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
You know, there's a cool story, and I'm not sure everybody knows about it. Even half everybody knows about it. Chief Plentycoop traveled back to Washington, D.C. at the invitation of our administration back then, and we're talking, this is 100 years ago, and he prayed a special crow blessing at the dedication of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. This year, they're marking that 100th anniversary. Chief Plentycoop, the Honor Guard, the Chief Plentycoop Honor Guard is planning a ceremony. They're going to be there. This was November 11th, I think, in 1921. And the Honor Guard from the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is going to be here. History! We love it! We're talking about it today on Voices.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio, from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz. Call in today at 866-627-5483 or text a comment or question to 781-627-5483. Now here's your host, Tom Schultz.
Thank you, Eric. And how you doing? Good. I know we're closing in on the weekend, so we're getting kind of pumped up for it. It's a long weekend, these official last weekend of summer. What are your plans? What are you doing? You're going to go camping? You're going to go hiking? You're going to do yard work? Bad plan. But I got a bad plan. I'll be doing yard work this weekend. Anyway, thank you for being here. I hope you're going to have a great weekend. Not quite there yet, but we are celebrating today some of our history. And later on, we'll have open phones here. We have time to talk this morning about Chief Plentycoop. As I mentioned, traveled to Washington, D.C. 100 years ago. And I wasn't aware of this story. And I want to thank people like Pat Doyle from the FWP, the State Parks guy, had him on a week ago or so, for informing me about this story, because I think it's real cool. And then you look up at the history of Chief Plentycoop, and they call him one of the last great chiefs, and I think there's just a lot we could learn from this. The thing is, though, there is a celebration going on this weekend. Now, it's going to be at Chief Plentycoop Park, a day of honor, for September 4th, and then that's going to kind of set the stage for what's going to happen in Washington, D.C. as well at the 100th anniversary of dedication of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. So we're going to talk history today, Chief Plentycoop, and this event back in 1921 and what's upcoming here in our future. So let's welcome Ellsworth Goes Ahead. Ellsworth is the head of the Chief Plentycoop Honor Guard and is actually leading this effort for the 100th anniversary ceremony in D.C., and also here at Plentycoop State Park. Good morning, Ellsworth. How's it going?
Good morning, Tom. It's going great. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Appreciate that. Aaron Kind is also with us, too. He's the manager at Chief Plentycoop State Park. And obviously, with this event this weekend, real, real busy. Good morning, Aaron. What's up?
Morning, Tom. Oh, just getting everything ready for Saturday.
That's cool. Let's talk about that Saturday event. It's going to be at Chief Plentycoop Park, right into what this event is and what it leads into.
Perfect. Yep, the event has been going on for about 26 years now, and it is an event where we sort of gather up the community. We provide food. There's speeches, talks, drummers, dancers. The Chief Plentycoop Honor Guard presents the flags. It's a fun community event, and it's been going on for, I think, actually, Ellsworth, the Honor Guard started with the Day of Honor.
Yeah, it did. Right, Aaron, thank you. So to kind of give everybody kind of an insight on what's going on and what we're doing, the Chief Plentycoop Honor Guard was initially initiated by my grandfather, Vincent Goes Ahead Sr., and we've been proudly displaying and carrying the Chief Plentycoop flag. He is one of two individuals that the United States has ever issued them their own personal flag. And my family, myself, has the distinct right in our culture to carry the flag on his behalf and in his honor, and the Crow tribe's honor as well.
That's pretty cool. So just one of two folks in the United States that were issued their own personal flag, Ellsworth?
That is correct. It was a tribe in Arizona. There were both Plentycoops and the other chief were very statesmen, as you'd put it. They were partnering with the United States government and in good faith and have issued them their own personal flag.
Interesting. Let's talk about Chief Plenicou and his life. And Ellsworth, why don't you start? You have this connection, post commander, the Chief Plenicou Honor Guard, and also this cultural connection, as you mentioned. What mm-hmm. does Chief Plenicou mean to you today?
Well, that is a very great question. Chief Plenicou is a very important individual. Not only was he chief of the Crow tribe, he was also a veteran. He was, for a short period of time, he was a scout for the U.S. Army at the Battle of the Rosebud. And so in our culture, you know, veterans and warriors are held, you know, with a very high respect. And so what Chief Plenicou means to me is that being the role model he was, he was an individual who was born before his time. He really tried to teach the people to move forward in the changing of the times and the culture, and to embrace the changes by learning the agriculture and farming, and just teaching the people to accept the change. And he was big on education, and that is great. And being a Montanan and tying the education aspect to the Day of Honor and the students, the local schools in our area, it's just a really great thing. He's a great role model, and there's just a lot of good that we could learn from attending the Plenicou's Day of Honor, and you know, just taking away from that experience, you know, it's just a lot of good coming from it.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, sort of ahead of us, Aaron, I wanted you to comment, too, on what Chief Plenicou means to us today and in our American culture.
Well, you know, I think taking off of what Ellsworth said, you know, just his vision from 100 years ago, even just talking about this park, he was ahead of his time. In 1928, he signed paperwork that upon his death, his land would be converted into a park where people of other cultures come and learn from each other. I mean, that's pretty forward thinking, considering that happened all the way back in 1928, and upon his death in 1932, it started. And to tell you the truth, I don't even think parks were on people's mind at that point. The history of this park went from, they said, okay, well, we will put a farmer on it, and he can lease the chief's land, and the part of the lease agreement was you can live in his house but leave the back room open if people want to come and look at all of his stuff. So it moved from there, and then the Kiwanis took over the park, and then the Kiwanians decided to get out of it, and they brought it over to Montana State Parks, which was back in 1972 was a division under the Road Department. So, I mean, the chief had these thoughts and ideas going before we even knew what we were doing, to tell you the truth, with how parks are set up and how parks are used and what makes a park a park.
Was born in 1848 to the Crow tribe. And let's go right into this famous quote. That's Aaron Kine, by the way, who's the park manager at Chief Plenicou State Park. And then Ellsworth goes ahead, is with us here, who's head of the Chief Plenicou Honor Guard. This Day of Honor is going to be here, but this Saturday, as a matter of fact, September 4th at the park. And then going to Washington, D.C., the Honor Guard is going to be at the ceremony for the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, as they celebrate their 100 years. Am I mistaken here, Ellsworth? We're going to also have the Honor Guard from the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier visiting this weekend?
Yeah, his name is Gavin McKilvena, and he is the president of the Society of the Honor Guard, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He was an Honor Guard member, and he is the president for all the retired Honor Guard members, and they work closely with Arlington and the Tomb. And so he's actually coming out to present at the park and give a speech about what it takes to become a member of a tomb guard, and also some of the history with the chief being at the tomb.
Let's go into this quote here. Education is your greatest weapon. This is from Chief Plenicou. As I mentioned, maybe I didn't mention it yet, became chief of the Crow Tribe at the age of 29. Education is your greatest weapon. With education, you are the white man's equal. Without education, you are his victim, and so shall remain all your life. Study, learn, help one another always. Remember, there is only poverty and misery in idleness and dreams, but in work there is self-respect and independence. Ellsworth, how much of that focus on education carries forward today for the Crow Tribe?
It's huge, Tom. From an education aspect, that could be said for, you know, all races.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Education is our most powerful weapon, and, you know, without it, we are a victim to society. So with Chief Planikus being a visionary and ahead of his time, you know, the education aspect is just mind-blowing, you know, for me personally, being a descendant of Chief Planikus. You know, I hold that quote in very high regard, and they encourage education to every, you know, young male and female that I come across. And, you know, I have nothing but, you know, good wishes for our young people to, you know, prosper and to be successful in both cultures. You know, growing up in two different cultures, for me personally, and not knowing any different, it has been, you know, quite an experience. But, I myself, strive to be a good example for, you know, not only, you know, my own children, but for, you know, all others. And the education aspect is just amazing. And so part of our trip to...
Stand by, Ellsworth. We got to take a break here, and we'll come on back because I want to learn more about this trip upcoming. The Crow Tribe people will be represented in Washington, D.C. at the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. So back with more from Montana for Montana. It's Voices of Montana.
Scam artists are targeting electric cooperative customers from Missoula to Medicine Lake. Members have reported receiving calls of bills being past due and that power will be shut off unless an immediate payment is made. If you receive such a call, ask for the person's name and tell them you'll call them back at the cooperative office number. Never give out your account information. Your co-op will already have that on hand. A message from your Montana Electric Cooperatives. They do more than keep the lights on for you.
Growing up in two cultures, but a key figure of both of them, Chief Planikou, as we are talking about this day of honor, the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. That's upcoming in November. There's an event here this weekend at Chief Planikou State Park for... it's going to raise funds, but it looks like it's going to be a little bit of fun, too. The Society of the Honor Guard, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, is going to be here represented in Montana. And then our Planikou, the Crow Tribe, the Honor Guard will kind of return the favor, head back to Washington, D.C. This all goes back to 1921 when Chief Planikou was actually the only indigenous American native who was invited to this dedication of the unknown soldier. And I kind of want to get Ellsworth, let's go back to you, because I know you want to talk about this event, but let's in Washington, D.C., and I want to get informed on that. But let's go back to this crow prayer, this blessing. And actually, Chief Planikou left his coup stick there along with his war bonnet. That is quite an honor, I think, to leave behind.
It is, and it was. It was such a moving event that the day after the event, the local newspapers had stated that he stole the event. He was. It was such a great experience. He wasn't scheduled to speak, so he did step forward, and he did say a prayer on behalf of the entombed. At the end of his prayer, he laid the war bonnet he was wearing on the tomb, and he laid his coup stick as well as a gift to the fallen soldier. And it is there encased in glass and on display, and it's used as an educational piece for a local travel agency that is sponsoring a portion of our trip to D.C. this November. So it's such an educational piece that the Global Travel Alliance used that piece to educate local students on Chief Planikou's and Montana and being a statesman. And so it was a very important role that clinic who's played at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier back in 1921 on November 11th. But it's such a huge honor to be a part of the honor guard that is going back to visit. Super exciting.
Yeah, no, this is real cool. And it's real cool to have this Montana and our Native American connection to this celebration or to the dedication of this Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Aaron Kind, who, by the way, Ellsworth goes ahead, post commander with the Chief Plenicoo Honor Guard, and Aaron Kind is park manager at Chief Plenicoo State Park. Your thoughts, Aaron, on, just give us some history on Chief Plenicoo. I mean, he was not a young man in 1921, even though he became chief at the age of 28 or 29, he was 73 years old at the time of this ceremony back then.
Yeah, you know, and you got to think, back in those days, travel was, it wasn't just get on a plane. I mean, you were getting on the train, you were taking your possessions that you needed with you, and you were really seeing America right out a window. And so I think when the chief, I think he did enjoy it. We've even had some little letters that the chief left in care of the park here, and reading through, and just his day-to-day letters talking with Washington. I've even heard very interesting stories of some of the old-timers who said that when they were a kid, the only phone line that ran close enough to the reservation was in Edgar. So when the phone would ring, it would be the Secretary of State or calling from the President's office. And so he said his dad would put him on a horse, and then he would ride over and knock on the chief's door and say, hey, the president's calling you tomorrow, so you need to be over in Edgar by noon. So really interesting stories.
Yeah, that goes back a little ways. Hey, Ellsworth, is that prayer, that blessing that he spoke or gave, is that recorded? Do we have the language of that?
It is recorded, Tom, and I do not have it at this time, but we do have one of our honor guards who will recite that prayer, and it will be both in the Crow language and translated into English. I do apologize for not having that with me today.
That's okay. What was the gist of it?
Well, it was a prayer that obviously was, you know, said in regards to the fallen warrior that laid before him, but it was also a prayer that, you know, the native people and non-natives that be blessed and come together, and that and coming together, that our warriors going forward would fight with the non-natives, referred to as whites back then. But, so our guns, it was stated that our guns would be pointed in the same direction, our weapons would be pointed in the same direction as the United States government. It was a prayer of both strength and honor. You know, it was a day, being Veterans Day, it was all about honoring, you know, those who have passed on and died fighting for this country. But it was also a prayer of togetherness and bringing, you know, both the Native people of the United States. Chief Plenicoo was representing all Native peoples at that time. So it was a prayer of coming together and fighting, you know, as one cohesive unit.
Aaron Kind, what's the significance? Obviously, the history between, you know, in our country regarding our Native American nation and the expansion of our government and our country to the West, a lot of conflict. What kind of healing did this represent historically?
Well, you know, the Crow people aligned themselves with the United States government when they were coming out into this area. But it's one of those things where I think if somebody who watched his life drastically change from the traditional days, moving on to the reservation days, can give this powerful, poignant advice from, you know, 100 years ago about how to live your life and get educated and help others, and, you know, make that connection with the government, saying that, you know, now our weapons will be pointed with you. It really just goes to show what an amazing person he was, of just this far-thinking thought, and you realize, you know, there's reasons why people are become a chief. They've almost just, they're just touched with something special, something that, that they're thinking on a different level and a different plane, and you can really see that with Chief Plentycoo.
I've only got just a couple minutes left, Ellsworth. What I know that you guys are raising funds. I want you to touch on that. Here's a text message at 781-627-5483. It's been wonderful to hear of Chief Plentycoo. I am white, but feel he is my brother. It has given me hope today. Thank you. And I appreciate you reaching out, sender, on that to us here. And I think that encourages us, too, as we talk about it. Raising funds for this event. And then what are you guys going to do in D.C.? What's the Honor Guard going to do?
So we're actually kicking off 3 days of official events. As important as the role that Chief Plentycoo has played at the initial dedication, we are scheduled to kick off 3 days of official events during the week of Veterans Day. So we are scheduled November 9th to present Chief Plentycoo's flag during the wreath laying ceremony that will honor Chief Plentycoo's memory and his role at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. But to get there, we are raising funds. We are totally self-reliant on donations. We are a group of veterans. We're a group of Montana veterans. And we are counting on Montana to give us a hand. We have a donation portal online at the Billings Community Foundation. And you can find us listed as Chief Plentycoo's Honor Guards, with the context of the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
That is Ellsworth Goes-Ahead, Post Commander for the Chief Plentycoo Honor Guard. And then also Aaron Kind is with us, Park Manager at Chief Plentycoo State Park. Aaron, I just want to give you a chance for some final thoughts on this as well. Obviously, you're planning this day of honor. I wanted to touch a little bit more historically, if we can, on Chief Plentycoo. What are some of the things that really, really stand out for you when you look back at the Chief's life?
You know, there's a lot of different stories. There's an excellent book by Frank Linderman where he actually interviewed the Chief right here down at the house and right at the Chief's sacred medicine spring. Just reading through it and seeing some of the stories and what you hear, probably, like I said before, about, you know, hearing the other stories of, you know, a young boy having to ride over to knock on the Chief's door to get him to come and, you know, talk to the president. I think that is so interesting that these things were just happening right where I work every day. And with the Day of Honor event coming up, it might be a little different this year. We are going to be doing a drive-through feed line, and we are socially distanced. We recommend masks, but people, you know, it's a safe event. You know what to do with your family, and we just, probably the best idea is bring a blanket and find a good place and just listen to the festivities.
Cool. Thank you guys for being on today and for helping us to reconnect with our history here in Montana. The Day of Honor will go on September 4th at Chief Plentycoo Park. And then I think we'll need to circle back on this as well. I think it's a pretty cool event. It's obviously historic and has a real connection to both our Montana history and the history of our Native Americans. So thank you, Ellsworth, and thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more here in just a bit.